The moonlight peeks between the leaves, so weak that you can barely see your hand in front of your face. In the grey light, the leaves and branches are silver and black, without colour, and the winding path is like a dark river between the trees. Nothing else is illuminated. It had been cold before, and now it's getting colder. The chill sinks into your bones. What you're not thinking about is how this happened, how you got lost. Thinking about it makes you afraid, and the fear makes you want to run or break down. You simply got lost in the trees. It's not that strange. It's dark and you just got confused. The bathrooms had been all the way on the side of the campsite, and it had been dark and cold. It had made sense to step into the trees. People at the campsite probably did it all the time. The fact that you hadn't been able to find the clearing again shouldn't be that worrying or even surprising. It is very dark. You'd done the right thing and explored in every direction, and now you're doing the right thing by following this path. It will lead somewhere, and from there you can make it back to safety. Sure, it is worrying that the woods have become denser and denser, for all that you've tried to double back on yourself, but these things happen, you can imagine your parents telling you. Now that you've found the path, you will be safe. The path had led a dead end in one direction, so now it can take you back somewhere useful. It's actually a good thing that you found the dead end so quickly. It's been miles though. Miles on the inconsistent path where the twigs tug at your pajamas and scrape you. It's difficult not to wander off when you can barely see it. It's getting bumpier and some of the stones are hurting your feet. It's so cold. It bites at your skin. You can't see your breath in front of your face, but it must be there. There's only not enough moonlight to catch it. The path is narrow in places and the trees scrape at you as you have to walk sideways. Your teeth are chattering and you make them stop. You keep walking and walking. You can't see, but a branch rubs your face. Another catches at your pajamas, at your groin, the sharp point poking at your cock. You have to work it free to keep it going. The branches are getting denser and they grab your arms and chest. One swings back as you push it away and smacks you on the ass. Getting admittedly freaked out, even though there's nothing wrong. You move faster, pushing through the branches that hold you back. When your pajamas catch you, tear them free. An unyielding branch slams into you at eye level and you stop in your tracks. It'll leave a mark and you have to pause to hold your hand against the painful area. You duck under to keep going. And you do keep going, pushing through the branches that are grouping you now, more at your chest and your groin, for that has to be half a mile, a full mile, and a mile and a half. Are you even on the path anymore? Wait, you double back. You hadn't left it. It's still there under your feet. Your hands are going numb and it occurs to you that in the dark that will make it hard to use them. Finally, it opens up a little more and you can walk more normally. You still have the pain at your face from the scratches, but they'll get better. You might even be bleeding. You keep walking. At least now the leaves are better illuminated in silver and you can see further. You keep going and then it starts getting dense again. You push between the leaves and branches, bearing the groups. It's a struggle to move at point and then one seems to brush against your cock like a finger. Others caress you, stroking your legs and dragging against your chest. You stop. Just stop moving where you are, and to your horror, the branches still seem to be moving over you. One rubs up your leg. Another comes to push against your groin. You're not moving. You push and run as best as you can, pushing through the branches. You shove yourself between two trees, and there are trees directly in front of you. No more path. Dead end. You turn back, and looking, you watch in fear and horror as the leaves in the distance turn to black. The trees in front of you grew dark too. You look down and your hands are gone. There's no moon anymore. Again, you feel the branches against you, brushing at your backside this time. Nightmare. You try to go back to the way you came, and there's no tree in the way. You scramble around, and with numb hands it's hard to tell, but in every direction it seems like there's more trees. Something seems to snake around your wrist, and you jerk it free. There's a gust of wind, but no sound rustling. It's too cold. Something else goes up your pajama leg, and you pull your leg free off it. Yet somehow, a moment later, you feel a twig inside your underwear. Leaves slap you in the face, and as you try to push them away, you find your hand caught, both hands caught, around the wrist. You try to pull free. This can't be real. Nightmare. Too real to be a nightmare. No one will find you. Without your strength, you can't get out. And then you feel the branches upon you from every direction. They brush against you, make their way under your pajamas where they scratch and scrape you. Mostly they make their way below your waistband at the front. They snake into your underwear and grip your cock like fingers they are rubbing you. They circle around your ankles. You scream, wrenching yourself to one side and to the other, only stopping when your arms are pulled out and it's a strain to raise your legs. They wrap around your midsection and your underwear, and they start stroking your cock. Under your shirt, they caress your stomach. To your increasing horror, even as you're screaming, you can feel the branches pulling your arms out to either side and then your legs apart. Leaves smother your face, and mid-scream they push into your mouth. The branches stroke your cock, jerking you off. They tighten around your chest and begin lifting you off the ground, now stroking every part of your body, massaging you as if your whole body were your cock. And as you look up, you see two floating green eyes. With no point of reference, it's hard to tell, but they look as big as clouds. You could almost laugh at how frightened you were a moment ago. A voice in your head still screams, but that's okay. A warmth travels through your body, banishing the cold. Your hands come back to you. For all that, they're still stuck, and your pajamas feel warm again. As the heat passes your groin, there's a rush of blood to that area, and a very noticeable feeling of arousal comes with that. You're still bound, but the branches are gentle in how they jerk you off. Then suddenly, in the caverns of your own mind, where only you have ever spoken, another voice says, "Stare into my eyes, stupid human. Do not look away. Did you really think you could step into the woods when I am known to be here?" "I suppose you are feeling aroused already, little slut. Yes, enjoy my warm, gentle embrace. There is nothing you can do about the danger. Feel yourself sinking into my eyes as your body is lost to the woods. Feel it around your cock, masturbating you. Feel it teasing your testicles. Give up your struggles and embrace the inevitable. I will make you come many times. Resistance is useless. Feel the warmth turn to desire. It feels like it's been so long since you last had an orgasm, doesn't it? So long it's like you're starving. Your balls are so full. You're already leaking pre-cum. Close your eyes, human. See me even behind your eyelids." "I said, close your eyes. Sit down." Yes, sit down. You can move. You are wondering how you are sitting in the chair from your own bedroom. No, stupid human. If I gave you freedom to open your eyes, you would not have any chair, nor you would see your home. Do not open your eyes for anything, for if you do, the pain will make coming impossible. My woods are moving beneath your skin. Keep them shut. Touch yourself. Listen to the sounds of your bedroom. Feel at home. Feel your normal clothes. Feel the temperature. Sink into your chair and focus on my eyes. Sink deeper. Perhaps you even have tissues ready for your calm. Forget the forest. Let the memories fade away. The trees and the cold and the scratches are merely a dream. A dream to be lost as you awaken. You have been sitting here in your bedroom this whole time. You never even went on that camping trip. That was a fiction. You are safe in your bedroom. Reality is merely a little dream. I am not fucking your body in unimaginable ways in the dirt and freezing air, hundreds of miles from that little campsite. You are not screaming as you beg for orgasm, getting fucked against your will. There is no forest inside you. Your pleasure is coming from you touching yourself. Keep your hands on your body. You may feel a chill or the feeling of something that isn't against your cock, but ignore it. That is reality trying to assert itself, and you don't want reality. It's too frightening. You are in too much pain, and you prefer the dream world. Forget. You are in your own bedroom. My voice sounds familiar to you, doesn't it? Yes, I am now, and always have been, the voice of that performer you enjoy from that wonderful little subreddit. Don't pay attention to the leaves rubbing your body. Feel your bedroom. Don't listen to the wind. Listen to the noises of your bedroom. Try not to choke as you feel my vines moving over your lips and down your gullet, moving through your body as I jerk your cock. You cannot feel the grass penetrating into your ears, stroking your brain, not the leaves under your eyelids. Your cock is trembling. It begs to come, and I will allow it in time. Give your body away to me. You have no choice, little one. I have your body, and it's mine to toy with as I please. In the forest, you're struggling to breathe, but here, focus on your soft breaths. Breathe all the way in, really slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. And release it, lungs contracting. 1, 2, 3, 4. In 1, 2, 3, 4, and out 1, 2, 3, 4. Focus on your cock. Yes, I see the thoughts you are about to have. As soon you will be wondering the fact that is quite true. You are and have always been a slut. You like being owned, the pet of something that loves you and will never let you go, that will fuck you constantly, that will use your body for everything that it's worth. Those thoughts will come to you in your own time. Focus on the pleasure from yourself. You will come when I allow it. Stupid human. I see into your past and you have been such a fool. The world explodes with opportunities, yet you see none of them. Your little stresses have hurt you. You have been under so many false impressions. I understand that your little stresses are just that, and that far in the future you will be happy, and that you will mourn your wasted time concerning yourself with these little unimportant things. Forget them. You are alive. You are loved. You are fed and entertained and free to go wherever you please. You have purpose and are valued. You would break hearts if you went away. That is all you need. Keep masturbating. Now, we will address your shame over your unusual little desires. Fool. There are so many humans who enjoy your desires as much as you do, and they will love you for them, not in spite of them. Idiot. You have not even taken the initiative to find these people. Somehow, to you, interacting with new people is too hard, even though you would quickly get so used to the process of it. You don't even realize that you don't have to think about your fears. It is a choice, and others who aren't you make the right choice every day. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to be happy. I want you to stay in this fantasy where you will have less fight in you, where I take your body away to my world of sex. You will be missed, but you'll have your fantasy. You might even find your new imaginary life to be a little more charmed than your real life had been. Your real life is over. You will be assumed dead, mourned, and an empty coffin will be buried. I'm going to take you back to my realm after I've finished with you here, and you will serve my legions as a sex slave. And my legions require quite a body. Thousands will claim and fuck your body. I have ways of controlling you, but they like the struggle. And struggle you will. Part of you will always remain with us. If you ever close your eyes and think you see something strange, that will be me. Masturbate yourself for me. Don't come, but don't stop. Don't question why you feel so desperate. Good boy. Yes, good boy. Very good. Would you like to be tied up, spanked, fucked against your will? List 3 things that you would enjoy. You have 5 seconds. Start now. Very good. Now, praise yourself for wanting these things. Do so now. Good boy. Masturbate yourself faster. Prepare for orgasm. fantasize. You will come when I allow it. Move your hand up and down your penis. Good boy. Masturbate that desperate penis. Every facet of you will be fucked in ways you can't even imagine. There will be no escape. The words you are looking for are, yes, miss. Say it again. Tell me that you will be a good little toy. Tell me that you will behave for your new owner. Say yes, miss, out loud. Yes, visualize armies of women fucking you, having their way with their favorite little sex toy, their pet, their precious fuck slave who they enjoy tormenting. And I will be there for all of it, watching you and loving you and fucking you. The other women will use you, but I will own you. I will be the one who loves you and protects you. Imagine them smiling evilly as they touch you. Imagine them with glowing green eyes. As you go on living in the dream world, you will find yourself more easily aroused. You may have dreams of what is happening to you in my realm. Feel the need in your penis. Moan it out. Let it build. You will come soon, and I will make it a strong one. Your body is begging for it. Feel the chair in your bedroom. Ignore getting fucked by my forest. Prepare for your orgasm, boy. Yes, you will soon have permission, you desperate little thing. You will orgasm in 10. 9. Focus on the details of your fantasy. 8. Feel the hands on you. Good boy. 7. Count the glowing green eyes. 6. Feel your orgasm approaching. Be a good boy. 5. Feel me inside you. 4. Lose control. 3. Good boy. 2. That's it. 1. Come. Come for me. Good boy. Come. Give yourself to me. Good boy. Well done. Don't open your eyes yet. Good boy. You deserve all the praise in the world for that. Now, as your mind turns to a fantasy of your mundane life, in which I hope you will be making wiser choices. Know that your real body is with me, getting fucked and used even as you rest. You will live the rest of your life in fantasy. You will be able to feel my legions of women and I fucking you, and myself loving you. I'll whisper sweet things to you at night as you're drifting off to sleep. When you open your eyes, the camping trip and the forest and the fear will fade away like it never happened. It will be an ordinary day in your life. You'll see your little screen with an audio that is about to end. Give the Reddit post a like and leave a comment. Tell the performer that they did well capturing my voice and that you enjoyed the audio. Go do something nice for someone today. Now, open your eyes and know that you are trapped forever.